Thank you very much to David. That's certainly given us lots of discussion topics and areas of conversation over lunch. Next week's program, when Joe Anglin will be speaking about Bill 46, does it violate our democratic principles? As many of you will have seen the picture. Many of you will have seen the picture in today's Lethbridge Herald around people protesting about Bill 46. So it should be an interesting time. We encourage you all to be here. So the process now, there's a microphone here. I'll invite David Swan in a moment to come to this microphone, and you can line up here and ask your questions. Please identify yourself by name to start, and then keep your comments brief and let go with the question. So, David, I'll give you this microphone. I'll stand here.
Thanks. Any courageous souls out there want to come up and speak? Yeah, and it doesn't have to be a question. Please feel free to make a comment. This is a democracy.
Thank you very much, David. Or Dr. Swan.
David is fine.
Is it on? Is it on? Yes. Yeah. You know, I admire you for bringing all this knowledge and research in front of the people. I constantly read about these things, and I shake my head that, do other people know about this stuff? That we live in this wonderful province which is gifted. The nature has gifted us all this stuff. And how we are using for the primary purpose of a few hand-selected through the oil companies or our government. And I'd like to ask you a couple of questions. And you may... Number one, as you already mentioned, that the reclamation of the tailing ponds or the settling ponds and the proximity of the settling ponds to the Athabasca River. Does this government know that what if a catastrophic natural disaster happens, what are they going to do about it? Is there on their radar screen? Number two, we have a free trade agreement with the United States. And I have seen whenever it benefits the south of the border, they really never bother raising the issue. Do they see this royalty issue as a subsidization of industry, oil industry in Alberta and Canada? Thank you very much.
Thank you for those comments and questions. How many have you read or heard about Naomi Klein and her new book, The Crisis Doctrine?
Shock Doctrine.
I'm glad some of you are. Naomi Klein is a prophet for our times, a wonderful leader, and a much-needed voice in the understanding, the undercurrents of the development agenda of very conservative thinking. Essentially, she argues that at least the conservative mindset is setting the agenda for development, and short-term thinking also sets an agenda for a crisis. And every crisis is another economic opportunity. And when we think about, for example, this scenario where there could be a sudden spill, a major disaster, where a dike breaks and tailings ponds with all their heavy metals and naphthenes and hydrocarbons go into the Athabasca River, that is a crisis, and it's also a tremendous business opportunity. We have all kinds of people waiting in the wings to test out new technologies and to go in and apply those new technologies and staff that will be seen and involved in some of this cleanup and the measurements in the fish and the measurements in the people and the health health industry will go into full gear to monitor the longer-term health impacts and so on. So I don't know to what extent that doctrine, that shock doctrine, is true, but it makes a lot of sense to me when I think about what I've seen in the U.S. and in Iraq and in the way this government has managed our future, that there is always an economic opportunity in thinking only about the short term and creating the conditions for crisis. Your second question about royalties and its subsidization of industry, as Robert Kennedy Jr. has said, show me a subsidy and I'll show you pollution. As long as we allow any kind of industry, and I don't want to focus entirely on the oil and gas industry. They have been no better or no worse than any other industry in terms of monitoring and managing their costs of activity. We have allowed virtually all industry in this province to externalize its costs. Health costs and environmental costs are being taken up by the public purse. Now, they would argue differently, that there are regulations in place. They have to reclaim spills. They have to identify impacts on the environment and replant trees and reclaim mining sites. But the reality is that they are never returned to equivalent land use, which is under the Environmental Protection Enhancement Act, the requirement for reclamation, to return a site to equivalent land use. Well, show me how we're going to return the oil sands to equivalent land use, a boreal forest. It's simply not on. And in fact, this government last year passed Bill 29, which allows them to no longer return sites to equivalent land use, but to, quote, manage the risk. And we're seeing the result of that in the Hub Oil site in Calgary, where the oil recycling site blew up some 6 or 8 years ago, killing 3 or 4 people and polluting the land around them. And the point of the reclamation requirements now are you now do not have to clean up the site with all its hydrocarbon seepage. You have to put in monitoring wells and monitor the groundwater for any migration off-site of any of these pollutants. And if there's any sign of that migration off-site, then you have to immediately intervene and stop that migration through the groundwater. So this is a decision that in perpetuity our children's children will continue to watch the results from this particular site, the old Hub Oil site in Calgary, and we are managing the risk because it's way too expensive. It would bankrupt this company to actually properly clean up this site from all its hazardous waste.
My name is Debbie Gregorash. I think the only way we can preserve this province and its environment, etc., is to boot the destructionists out of office. And I know I'll be trying really hard to do that, but I still don't know if I'm a Liberal or an NDP. I know what I'm not, so that's good. But I don't know if I'm a Liberal or an NDP because there's great people in both parties, and I was just wondering, is there any hint of a coalition of the center-left?
Well, we continue to shoot ourselves in the foot on the left side of the spectrum in Alberta. Alberta Liberals, New Democrats, and Greens continue to split the vote, and the Conservatives, with just a few more votes, continue to dominate the legislature. We have a fundamentally unfair legislative process to add to that, whereby the first-past-the-post gets into the legislature with actually less votes in this last election for the Conservative Party than for the other two parties combined. The Conservatives still have almost three-quarters of the legislature, or 70% of the legislature. This is a fundamentally unfair, undemocratic electoral process, which we are committed to changing. If we are elected government, we will implement, thank you, a citizens' assembly to tell us what would be a more fair electoral process to follow. And proportional representation, as others have examined, it seems to be that. The talk of a coalition, I think we need to be thinking about that. It's very difficult in Edmonton, where Liberals and New Democrats are at each other's throats. It's a lot easier in southern Alberta and in Calgary, where we haven't much threat from the New Democrats, although increasingly from the Greens. I gather that polls show that the New Democrats have actually less support now in Alberta than the Greens. So